Psalm 132, Preface. God the Lord desires that we should trust Him and should not doubt that He means well with us and will surely provide us in body and soul. And, knowing our frame, how hardly we will be persuaded to trust Him, God employs various ways and means to assure us of His kindness. In baptism, He has made this covenant with us, that He will be our God and will forgive our sins for Christ's sake. In the gospel, He promises us grace and salvation. In the Lord's Supper, we receive Christ's body and blood for a testimony that He is ours and we are His. And in addition to all this, He has sworn by His own life that He has no pleasure in our death, but His delight is that we turn unto Him and live. When God swears to a thing, it is verily so, for He cannot forswear Himself, neither can His oath be broken. He sware unto David, his seed should sit upon His throne forever, and wonderfully is this oath fulfilled in Christ, sitting on the throne of Zion, as Zion's everlasting King. If we forsake our own ways and keep ourselves to this Zion, preparing our hearts a throne for Zion's King, we shall live under Him in His kingdom in everlasting blessedness. For He has chosen Zion for His own habitation to dwell with her, as He declares in the 132nd Psalm. Prayer for the Preservation of God's True Worship. A Song of Degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, "Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into His tabernacle. We will worship at His footstool. Arise, O Lord, into Thy rest, Thou and the ark of Thy strength. Let Thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let Thy saints shout for joy. For Thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of Thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of Thy body will I set upon Thy throne. If Thy children will keep My covenant and My testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon Thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, He hath desired it for His habitation. This is My rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Summary. This psalm is a prayer for the preservation of the priesthood and the kingdom of Israel, a petition for the prosperity of church and state, for public worship and civil peace. Happy the people among whom the word of truth is preached abundantly and whose rulers are lovers of peace and justice. God had promised to preserve both priesthood and kingdom at Jerusalem. Yea, the Lord had sworn unto David, if his children would walk in his ways, there should not be lacking a man from the house of David to sit on the throne of Israel. The Lord also himself would dwell at Jerusalem, would crown it with grace and blessing, and would put the enemies to shame. Now, David's kingdom was a type of the Christian church. The oath sworn unto David is gloriously fulfilled in Christ, though his children lost the kingdom because of their wickedness. In Jesus Christ, prosperity attends the crown of David, for his kingdom is victorious, conquering nation after nation, and his enemies are brought to grief. Prayer. Thou, O Christ, art worthy to receive honor and praise, because Thou gatherest unto Thyself a church out of every kindred and tongue and nation. since thou hast called us into thy kingdom, make us thy loyal subjects, that, dressed in thy livery and justified in the sight of the Father through thy redemption, we may also walk as thy subjects, glorifying thy name upon earth. Amen.